All right. Yeah. First off, you know, I just want to thank Coach Zimmer and the Vikings for drafting me. You know, this has been a dream of mine since I was a kid, and now I'm getting an opportunity to play for a great organization, you know, with a great defense. So, again, thanks to Coach Zimmer, and I'm excited to get out there and play for a great team.
Kentrell, did they have a lot of contact with you, whether it was down at the Senior Bowl in Alabama or throughout the pre-draft process at all?
So the Senior Bowl and the Combine, you know, I spoke with them a lot, you know, just getting to know them a little bit. Them telling me where they should be playing, you know, where I can improve at, you know, what I was good at, and just basic conversation like that.
Do you see yourself primarily as a mic?
I see myself, well, our defense in college, it's a lot different than what they do at the Vikings, so our outside linebacker is not really the same as the Vikings, but I see myself playing middle. You know, that's what I've been told from the coaches so far, middle linebacker and the special teams player, so, but wherever they put me, I'm excited to go out there and compete for a spot.
Being a little shorter than average height-wise, how do you make up for that on the field?
I mean, a lot of people see that as a disadvantage, but, you know, I see that as an advantage in multiple ways. You know, I'm able to stay low on linemen. I'm able to hit low on running backs. I just don't see that as a disadvantage as a lot of other people do, but I've worked well with it so far, and I think I can continue to do that with the Vikings.
Did you watch much Adrian Peterson growing up?
Oh, actually, I did watch him. I was actually at the game where I think he broke his collarbone, and scoring a touchdown. I was actually there at that game. I went to a lot of OU games as a kid, so I've been a fan of him growing up. Huge fan.
What's it feel like to be joining the team with him?
Say that again?
What's it like to become a teammate of his?
Oh man, a superstar like Adrian Peterson, you know, it's just crazy growing up watching him, and now I'm getting to be his teammate. So I'm sure he's, you know, a hard worker as well as the rest of his teammates. I'm happy to go out there and get some advice from him and just, you know, follow whatever he's trying to lead me with.
Kentrell, you despite your height, you had 3 block kicks this past season. What do you attribute that to, and have you had any conversations with the Vikings about playing special teams?
You know, blocking field goals and blocking punts is really all determination. Being on field goal block, that's all heart. I mean, all you have to do is go in there, get as much push as you can, and get your hands up to try to block kick, and I was able to do that 3 times this year. So really that takes heart and determination and just, you know, want to know that you are going to go in there and get that block. I didn't hear the second half of that question.
Oh, and how much conversation did you have with the Vikings about the possibility of playing special teams?
Besides the combine and the Senior Bowl, I haven't talked to them about special teams. But, you know, I know that's the beginning point for every rookie. So I'm ready to play all special teams if it comes down to that.
How difficult was it during the season being a team leader with the turmoil that you had with President Wolf?
Say that again?
How difficult was it for the team as a team leader when you're keeping the guys together with the turmoil with President Wolf?
No, I don't think it wasn't as difficult as people think it was. And I say that with the most respect to President Wolf. You know, when this situation unfolded, it was a situation where, you know, either everybody's in or everybody's out. And once everybody decided that they were into this, and the players who weren't, you know, they told people that, you know, they weren't going to get on Twitter and stuff like that and say that they're not with the team. Once we saw that, you know, coming together as a team, we can make something happen. I think that kind of just brought us together because, you know, we were able to stick together through that event as one.
So it was more of a unifying thing for the players than taking you out of your routine?
Yeah, I was under. I mean, it was under odd circumstances, but I think that it was a situation that brought us closer in the long run.
And now the coaches I've heard say you're a film room junkie. Is that something, do you enjoy breaking down film and seeing how to improve your game in that respect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, film, I think, is one of the most underrated tools being used in football. I think film is what set me apart from a lot of players. I was able to be in positions that people didn't think I would be in because of film, you know, and, you know, just game planning and learning new techniques from other players and getting little bitty tendencies from teams is also it's a great way to get an advantage over your opponent.
152 tackles, I mean, that's kept stacking them, right?
I mean, that's what film does for you, man. It helps you get to the ball.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kentrell.
Congratulations.